Assemblymember Mike Painter effectively sums up why Ketchikan's Borough Assembly has basically given up on a bridge to Gravina Island, but doesn't want to completely abandon the idea.
Hell will probably freeze over before we ever see a bridge. But we don't want to lose sight of that quest.
For those who are new to the issue, this is the long-planned, much-discussed, often-ridiculed, so-called Bridge to Nowhere project. Ketchikan officials have asked for a bridge for many, many years, citing the need for better access to the airport, which was built by the state on neighboring Gravina Island. It's a short ferry ride, but many complain that it's inconvenient and that without a bridge, further development of Gravina Island will be challenging. Others argue that ferries can work great as long as they're dependable and available when needed. Right now, Ketchikan runs 2 daytime ferries in the summer and 1 during winter, and there's no late-night ferry service. In addition, a ferry ride costs at least $5, and if you want to take a vehicle over, it's quite a bit more. A request added to the borough's resolution was for the state to figure out how to make ferry rides more affordable as well as more convenient. One idea is an endowment established with some of the original federal funding intended for the project. Assemblymember Agnes Moran talked about the idea the next day and says it was suggested to Governor Sean Parnell.
And I guess the governor was interested enough in that to say, tell me more. So there's no commitment there, but that might be the way forward.
The comment period for the Gravina Access Study ended several weeks ago, and the Assembly already submitted its comments to the State Department of Transportation, essentially accepting better ferry service. For its resolution, though, the Assembly opted to keep bridges as its first choice with the added pro-ferry language. One member, though, disagreed enough to vote against the resolution. Todd Phillips has repeatedly argued that a bridge is the best option for developing Gravina, which is the one place in the borough with large chunks of open, relatively flat land. Here he is along with Assemblymember Glenn Thompson.
This is going to help our economy move it forward and bring in more things. We want our schools done well, open up some area where more families can be, and grocery stores and apartment buildings, more kids, more school, more funding. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but that's my opinion. Thank you.
Further discussion? Mr. Johnson.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I want to make sure that Todd understands that we are, in fact,
we're still
supporting the bridges in this amendment.
We're kowtowing. I understand what it reads.
Okay. I agree with you. The town's
five miles long,
3 blocks wide, and the only place to expand is on Gravina. But
thank you for playing.
This also brings a little bit of reality to the situation on the cards we've been dealt.
At one point in its long history, it seemed as though Ketchikan's bridge would be built. Federal money was earmarked for the $400 million project, and serious planning was underway. But in 2007, former Governor Sarah Palin canceled it in response to a national backlash against earmarks. As the vice presidential candidate the following year, she called it the Bridge to Nowhere in many of her campaign speeches, and years later, it still is mentioned when pundits debate funding for special projects. In other action, the Assembly added the Ketchikan Performing Arts Center funding request to a list of community capital projects that will be sent to the legislature for consideration. That $1.25 million request was placed 9th on the list. The other projects include Southeast Alaska Power Agency's proposal to raise the Swan Lake Dam, a layup facility at Ward Cove, shipyard improvements, the Oceans Alaska Shellfish Hatchery Project, and a study of the Mahoney Lake Dam Project. The capital projects list still must be approved by the Saxman and Ketchikan City Councils. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.